which emerged from the planet itself, are to be backdated to 8 to 12 million years, but the actual hominid forms first appeared between 6 and 8 million years ago, from whose lines various human forms then developed over the course of time, but these were not of permanence and, thus, passed again. 79. Then, from the same original line, still other and similar human life forms formed, so with the related human life forms, namely the simian beings, which still exist on the Earth today in various species. 80. The human beings who walked the Earth at earlier times, such as over 20 or 120 or even more than 230 million years ago, were in no way the so-called Earth-made or Earth-created ones but rather extraterrestrials who came from the depths of space and who stayed here for a certain time or only visited the planet for a short time for expeditions or for major excursions. 81. At that time, the areas of origin and home worlds of these travelers from afar were to be found in your galaxy, so the Milky Way, but also in foreign galaxies. Billy, so once more, from your words, it again follows clearly and plainly that humans aren't descended from the ape line but rather apes from the human line. Quetzal, 82. That is correct because the Darwinian theory of evolution, that the evolutionary line of Earth human beings traces back to apes, is fundamentally wrong, for in truth, the evolutionary line of apes traces back to human beings. 83. Darwin was a deceiver in relation to the man-ape evolutionary line theory because he secretly worked on ape bones and ape skeletons with a filing utensil, in order to adapt them into his claim and false theory and to present it to those scientists at that time who occupied themselves with the evolution of animals and humans. 84. At first, they were completely impressed by Darwin's evidence and spread Darwin's false claims and deceitful machinations across the globe as correct and as a true sensation. 85. And once they discovered Charles R. Darwin's fraud, it was already too late to correct everything again. Consequently, everything took its course, and the fraudulently created evidence entered into the scientific annals as authenticity. Thus, it also spread among the people, and the erroneous teaching was born that the human being is descended from the ape, which is the exact opposite of what corresponds to the truth and correctness, that the ape is descended from the line of the human being. Billy, the story is well known to me. Through his wrong machinations, Darwin probably created the greatest deception and the greatest lie that a scientist on Earth has ever created. Greater deception and greater lies were probably only created by the Americans, with their made-up first moon landing, as well as those through which religions and sects were created. Quetzal, 86. That is correct. 87. But now, my friend, it is again enough for today. Because you just don't look so good in the world, that one could say that you are doing really well. 88. So I want to say goodbye again and hope that in my next visit, I find you in a state of better health. 89. So farewell then, and until we meet again. 90. I will come again at the end of the month. Billy, then until we meet again, dear friend. So until the end of May. Please pay everyone my dearest greetings.